Aircheckdownloads.com.
Let's get some thoughts on the air from Simon in Holland Park, who's on BBC Radio London. Good evening, Simon. Welcome.
Hello there. How are you doing?
Yeah, we're very well. What are you thinking tonight?
Well, you know, I think it's a very depressing evening for the majority of Londoners, both in terms of the politics, in terms of Brexit, in terms of how we feel about our NHS. And I think what's happening here is you can see a real divergence between the feelings, the attitude, the ethnicity, the politics, the culture of London versus the rest of the country, apart from maybe Brighton. And I think it's time, and it maybe sounds like a joke, but I think it's time to actually consider independence for London.
So it's London versus the rest of the United Kingdom. Is that how it's looking for you tonight, given the issues involved?
I don't see any reason why we shouldn't push forward and try and get a much more sort of devolved sort of situation, and devolved situation, and maybe have closer ties with the EU. I don't see any reason why that's not possible now, because really Boris Johnson and his Conservative Party doesn't represent the feeling of the vast majority of Londoners. Bearing in mind, you think the Brexit vote, probably 40 or 50% of people in London couldn't even vote in that, and now practically all would have voted to remain in the EU. So you're kind of looking at an 85-90% pro-EU vote or feeling in London. So, yeah, independence, I think.
All right, independence for London.
Keep the Brexiters out.
Says Simon in Holland Park. Let me ask you a question about this specific election. I've been asking a lot of late-night callers to Radio London this over the last 7 or 8 weeks. This election for you, and we're wrestling with this in the studio, particularly looking at the exit poll and the performance of Labour, which it's fair to say has not been great tonight, if the exit poll stands up to scrutiny. This election for you, was it about Brexit or was it about other stuff?
Well, for me, I mean, obviously, you know, I my children grew up in Spain. We have a place there. You know, they were educated there for 4 years. We have fantastic healthcare there. I've got a place in France. You know, this is really about Brexit for me. Actually, I'm a staunch Labour supporter, but I have a lot of friends who are Conservative, a Liberal Democrat, etc. And they feel as strongly as I do. It's cross-party, and we're very, very angry in London. We've had enough. We don't want this. It's time for us to go.
Did you vote today?
I did, yes.
And if I can ask, what was the key issue that you based your vote on? Was it loyalty to a party, or was it about a specific issue?
Well, no, it certainly wasn't loyalty to a party, because I'm not the biggest fan of Jeremy Corbyn, and I did consider voting Liberal Democrat myself, but I went on the side of Labour, and it was all about Brexit, really, and the fact, obviously, Kensington, there's every chance that, you know, we might lose the seat, so very important for me to tactically vote today.
And then just give me a few words, if you'd be kind enough, because what's resonating in my ears is your idea, it's now time for independence for London, because London is not necessarily representative of the rest of the United Kingdom. How would you assess the current state of politics in our country at the moment?
Well, you know, it's a bit like really the whole of the world, and certainly Europe, when you look at this sort of populist surge, which is just quite frightening. I mean, I've never, ever seen or felt anything like this in my lifetime before. You know, it really is quite a frightening thing. And to me, maybe it's a little bit over the top, it feels like the 1930s again, where we're having a sort of rise of right-wing fascism, misinformation, and horrific populism. And I just don't know who's voting for this.
That's a really powerful word.
None of my friends.
So let me just pick you up on a word, because I've got to keep an eye on the clock, and I only want to pick you up on it because I'm interested in a further thought from you. I mean, you use the word fascism, which is a really strong word to use. Is that how you're feeling tonight?
I think it is. You know, when you look at Steve Bannon, you look at the links between Steve Bannon, you look at the links between him, Boris Johnson, Trump, Farage, Bolsonaro, you know, you've got like Vox Party in Spain, obviously Le Pen, and, you know, you're looking, I feel there's a really strong tie, which somehow seems to be being orchestrated a bit by Steve Bannon, and I think it's really frightening. I think it's a really frightening time for Europe, the worst time since the war.
Simon, I appreciate your call. Thank you. That's Simon in Holland Park on BBC Radio London. He says something quite interesting, talking about the exit poll, talking about London being very separate from the rest of the United Kingdom, and was calling for independence for London. Now, I'm not a constitutional expert. I wouldn't know where you'd start with that. But I'm interested in the essence of what he said, and you listening to BBC Radio London tonight, whether or not, given what we're seeing with this exit poll, a Conservative majority of 86, whether or not you share a similar view to Simon. 0800 731 2000 on the phone, 81333 on the text. Start your message with the word London, and you can email duncan at bbc.co.uk. A little bit of financial news coming in off the back of the exit poll. The pound has skyrocketed to its highest level in 19 months as the city cheered a strong Conservative majority, promising to finally end the Brexit deadlock.
Aircheckdownloads.com.